We held hands just for a moment, then quickly said goodbye. Ahead of me now was the task I dreaded above all others, breaking the news to Teal that I had enrolled in a school sponsored by no church, supported by no organization, lacking all of the recognized, dignified, time-honored accompaniments that for her were part of education, and indeed of religion itself. We spent a miserable afternoon walking along the waterfront in the lovely springtime of Gorkum. Teal said very little. I had arguments marshalled for all the objections she would raise, but instead of arguing she grew more and more silent. The only time she sounded angry was when I mentioned the healing of my leg. I made the mistake of calling it a little miracle. "That's a little strong, isn't it, Andrew?" she flared up. "People have injuries get better every day, and most of them don't go around making wild claims." I didn't stay for dinner with Teal's folks that night. They all needed time, I thought, to get used to the new plans. That was it. Teal just needed time. Eventually she would come to see why this was right. Meanwhile, I set about raising money for my trip. I sold the few things I owned, my bicycle and my precious shelf of books, and purchased a one-way ticket to London, where I was to meet the directors of the WEC before heading for Glasgow. When I had paid for the ticket, I had left a little over £30, the fee for the first semester. I was to leave for London on the 20th of April 1953. But just before that date, three things happened in such rapid succession that they left me reeling. The first was a letter from Teal. She had written, she said, to the Board of Missions of her church, asking their opinion of the school in Glasgow. They had replied that it was a non-accredited, unaffiliated enterprise that had no standing in any mission circle with which they were involved. This being the case, Teal went on, she would prefer neither to see nor to hear from me as long as I was associated with this group. She signed the short letter Teal, not Love Teal, just Teal. As I stood in the doorway, holding the letter, trying to take in what it meant in my life, Miss Meikle crossed the little bridge to our house. "Andrew," she said, "there's something on my mind. Something I've wanted to tell you for a long time, only I didn't quite know how to do it." She took a deep breath and plunged in. "You see, Andrew, I've never actually heard any English, but I've read a lot of it," she added hastily, "and the lady I write to in England says my grammar is perfect." She paused miserably. "I just thought I'd tell you." And she fled. I was still digesting these two pieces of information when 2 days later a telegram arrived from London. "Regret to inform you, expected vacancy has not materialized. Request for admission denied. You may reapply 1954.